Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. This is an update on the podcast schedule and the Istanbul Project. For those of you not interested in Istanbul, I'll save that for later. So, in addition to taking 1 week off, when I finally got to the end of Basil II's reign, I've also had to move house recently, which, as you can imagine, has been very disruptive. So, I won't be able to produce the kind of episodes I'd like to until the new year. So, instead, I'm going to turn to a couple of episodes which require less research and put them out over the next 2 weeks to keep you company until Christmas. In the new year, I will focus first on getting out the next Byzantine story, and then I'll get into the end of the century proper. So I'm afraid there are going to be more pauses in the schedule coming up. I know those of you who've been listening from the beginning are well used to these, but many people have just caught up, having binged the whole thing, and are shocked and sending me messages like, where are you? Are you still on holiday? When's the next episode? These questions, you know, will have to wait. The end of the century episodes take a long time to research, much longer than the narrative, but believe me, just because there are no episodes showing up in your feed doesn't mean I've disappeared. I am working away, and episodes will come thick and fast once the bulk of the research has been done. Okay, thank you for your patience. Moving on to Istanbul. Thank you so much to all of you who voted in the poll and who wrote comments, sent advice. It's all been massively helpful, and here are the conclusions I've drawn from your feedback. Number one. Lots of people are interested in having audio and video of the Byzantine sites. 2. Quite a lot of people are interested in going there with me. 3. They aren't interested in a meetup, they want a guided tour. And 4. Nobody wants the podcast to slow down any further. Okay, so this is what that means. I still plan to go and visit at some point next year. Spring, summertime, and while I'm there, I will make contact with good local tour guides. It's illegal for a non-Turkish citizen to run a tour, so I'll need lots of help. I'll then spend the rest of the year producing audio, video, maps, and sketching out a potential tour. I would then offer it to you, the listeners, and if there were enough takers, the actual guided tour would take place most likely in spring 2019. I know that's a long way off, but that's the only way it's going to be possible. So in the meantime, I will create a Kickstarter to fund the trip and give you a chance to get your hands on that audio, video, maps, and other goodies. And there is one thing you could do to help me. In order to produce good quality videos, I'm going to need an experienced video editor. Ideally someone who's put together YouTube videos or the like. Is there someone like that that you know or can recommend? This is a professional job. I'd be paying them for their work. Any recommendations you could send my way would be greatly appreciated. Drop me a line at thehistoryofbyzantium@gmail.com. I suppose that also goes for anyone you know who's designed tourist maps before, or if you know anyone who works in tourism in Istanbul. Several kind listeners have already helped me in that area. That's it for now. I will be back next week with an episode answering some listener questions with a focus on Basil II. Until then, thank you for all your support.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.